Jones on FUBAR Radio.
Why do we scream at each other? locked into Fubar Radio with Harriet Rose. That was the amazing Prince kicking off the show with When Doves Cry. Now, when we finished off the show last week, we walked out of the studio and found out the horrendous news of Prince's death. And that was in memoriam. And also just because we wanted to hear him singing at the beginning of the show, didn't we, Nat?
We did.
Producer Nat is here. She's had a whole week of shows playing Prince, enjoying Prince, which is... I don't think it should ever stop.
No, I think you're right. I mean, you said it kind of broke literally as we're walking out the studio.
As we walked out, I actually told everyone because you all went, "No, he isn't."
Yeah,
and it literally it broke in a way in which it was like we weren't sure whether it was true or not, which was horrendous.
But it seems sort of like unbelievable, like no, not Prince. Like,
No. And not 2016, the year of taking every single amazing person from musical, acting, everything, history, and just taking them away from us.
And we're only in April.
Who could have honestly predicted that 2016 would see David Bowie and Prince go in the same year?
I know.
It's absolutely horrendous. But we will continue to share the love of Prince that he brought to the world. And also, just as a person, completely changed the world of music, the way that everything was perceived. I think he just changed so much. So we love you, Prince. Thank you for everything. That is one of my favourite songs, When Doves Cry. And it's a nice, long, dancey dance song.
It doesn't get tired either.
No. And also, I enjoy that it's like 4.5 minutes long. I want to keep listening to it. I actually DJed on Sunday and I basically just played the back catalogue of Prince.
Well, it's only when you go back, and even some songs that would be considered, I don't know, like a non-hit. Amazing, though.
People were going absolutely nuts. Every time I put Prince on or David Bowie, everyone just went mental because what they have created will never die.
No.
Like, it will never be diminished. And it's quite an amazing thing to pass away and not one single person says a bad thing about you.
No, it's incredible,
And he left such a legacy and a fantastic thing. So thanks, Prince.
Great for women as well. A lot of female musicians, he had them as his backing group. He supported female artists.
But not only that, he supported, he was very supportive of across the board of minorities, and he kind of changed the game. Mm. For black singers and for the way black men were perceived as singers. You know, he was ambisexual. He completely changed the kind of sexual side of it. He was amazing.
He was,
Too much goodness to be lost. But we will remember him. And I want to just keep playing Prince songs at all times on this show. So we will. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Harriet Rose on Fubar Radio. We've got a really good show today. We obviously are going to be playing a bit of Desert Island Dicks soon.
Desert Island Dicks.
Yes, please. So please send in your Desert Island Dicks, the song that makes you want to rip your head off. And you're going to be stuck with it on a desert island, so make it a good one. Plus, we're going to be doing a new music news and reviews. I'm just going to say Lemonade and leave that there. Of course, we'll be doing last requests at the end of the show, so send in your requests for what song you would like to be listening to as the last song of the show. Hashtag last request at Fubar Radio.
With one stipulation, that it's not a ballad or a downbeat. Upbeat.
Producer Nat knows the rules.
I do know the rules.
What are the rules, Producer Nat, of last request?
Just make it a bit like happy and chirpy. Just don't be depressed. No one wants Leonard Cohen at the end of the show.
Mega banger.
Yeah. Mega, mega banger.
Mega, mega banner. Banner?
Banner.
Put my banner up as well. We're also incredibly excited, and I've just seen him arrive. Abandoned Man is in the studio, and he's going to be coming in and chatting. Rob of Abandoned Man is going to be coming in and chatting to us about his show that is coming up very, very soon in Brighton. So we're really excited about that. First up, let's play a bit of Petite Mela. This is A Little Love.
Walking to each other, never been loved.
I care, and that the memories we made will remain and live on forever.
If a female is performing a sexual act on me and it's taking too long.
Yeah, when you're doing like, a oral or handy, you don't want to be doing it for too long.
20-minute blowjob, I'd get a bit bored.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes, you should have like an interval or something.
Have tea.
Ice cream.
Your little ice creams with a little flat spoon.
You have a manager come in going, okay, guys, good first half.
Yeah. You're not doing enough of the balls, babe.
And she's going, okay. Got this.
Pump to pump.
Go. Back of the net.
Every Wednesday.
Kane and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
When you drop it low and shake it, girl, you want it bum. Them other youth may say them definitely wrong. So tell me, baby, that I'm still your number one. Cause I'm not falling, my demand, forget it done.
Let's go. I call my girl. Cause I got a problem. Only a curl is gonna solve it.
Body, so that forever we could continue this party. I know
get your phone and raise that number, don't call him back, 'cause he don't deserve it.
Oh, really?
And when you see him in the club, just flip your hair, don't show him
featuring Sean Paul, or Shana Paul, if you'd like to pronounce it correctly.
Shana Paul.
Shana Paul and Bru Cantrell. We've been through this before.
We have, yeah.
Now, we've been through this before.
We have.
Preceded by Petite Mela, Lil Love, which is a little bit of a banger, I have you know.
I'd say it's quite a banger, yes.
We're hoping to get Petite on the show soon, aren't we?
We are.
She's coming in. Also, we should get Lil Mix in. That'd be a vibe.
That would be amazing.
They're actually so lovely, Lil Mix.
Would you want them here with Shana Paul?
But all of the above.
Right, okay. Just
also, Shana Paul is featuring on a lot of songs at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's raking it in.
He's performing quite a lot at the moment. I imagine one day it'll be Harriet Rose featuring Shana Paul.
Oh, actually, that it's funny you should say that, Nat, because I am making a song called Fubar Radio, and it's Fubar Radio by Harriet Rose featuring Shana Paul.
Okay, well, that...
And a Blue Cantrell.
We're going to get her back.
Yeah, she's coming back for this one song, but it's going to be fairly epic.
I think so. It's got all the makings of a hit, I would say.
I would say hit maker, hit banger.
Hit
maker. That's the kind of thing you hear at the end of the song. So I might get the producer. You know that when producers do a song and at the end it's like, hit banger.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Right at the end.
I'd like actually like in my life to have that as I kind of speak, someone just goes, hit banger. Like everything I say is like produced by some amazing person called Headbanger.
That, well, we could do that towards the end of the show. Maybe we could just have a little drop for you just saying Hitbanger.
Perhaps that could be your role just from now on in the show, is just to say Hitmaker or Headbanger at the end.
Headbanger, sure.
Hitmaker.
Headbanger. I can do that.
You're very good at an American accent as well,
Thank you. I'm fluent in American, so.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it, Natalie. So, as I said earlier, guys, please tweet in your Desert Island Dicks. For those of you who don't know, it's the song you hate most in the world. Please, Nat, go ahead.
I really wanted
Desert Island Dicks.
You just overtake me at any point with that, because it's way more important that we hear that. And you send us in the song that you would hate to be stuck with on a desert island, because I want to sit you on that desert island.
Just leave you there and listen to
the
song.
I want to sit you there and I want to put a cassette. It's not even going to be an iPod. It's going to be a cassette player that repeatedly plays and it never burns out and it never dies.
Oh, no. I was going to say that would be the one blessing of the cassette, is that at some point it would just chew up and it would just be destroyed. At least
No. Can't happen.
Never.
It's a mystical cassette player that never breaks.
Oh.
We've had some fairly good past ones. We've had Jay Sean did one. He did quite a good one. We've had one from Shura, our favourite girl in the world. You know, we should try and get one from Childish Gambino.
I mean, if we see about to come in, obviously I need warning about
this.
We got really excited, nervous at the same time.
I like to drop his name in before you've thought about it, because then you panic a bit and you don't know what to say.
I don't know, because I'm always...
For those of you who don't know, producer Natalie is absolutely obsessed with Childish Gambino.
Oh, no.
As am I, but like I didn't realise that I wasn't as obsessed as other people when I met Nat, because she's really obsessed. Like Donald Glover is... her man.
I
feel like it's my life mission to make sure that they either meet or kiss each other. I don't know.
Both.
Well, I guess you'd have to...
Yeah, we have to do... Yeah, to do the other, you'd have to do the other.
Unless you literally just straight up walked up to him and kissed him and walked off.
I mean, don't rule that out.
That would still be a good vibe. Also, send in your last request. We want to know what track you want to finish the show with. And Natalie, what is the rules of last request?
It's going to be a super banger.
Yes, thank you very much. So do not send in sad songs, don't get me wrong, please send in songs that you'd like to hear.
That's for the middle of the show.
That's for the middle of the show. The end of the show is about leaving you guys on a Thursday at 5 to 6, literally either bumping and grinding your desk chair or jumping up and down on your table. Slash, don't do that if your boss is mean, because I don't want to get you sacked.
Yeah.
Maybe do it in your mind and then just headbang a little bit.
I think so.
but we want to make you feel all the feels.
You can headbang to other genres apart from rock as well. I like to headbang to all kinds of things. I don't think it can be any genre, really, can it?
Genre, non-genre.
Genre.
Excuse me while I just genre over here. after this couple of songs that we're going to play, I'm literally squealing with excitement because Rob from Abandon Man is literally sat next door.
Literally squeal, though?
I'm literally going to squeal. I already squealed when I went out and said hi to him. Good. He's so amazing. We're very excited to have him on the show. He's going to be chatting about his brand new show that is coming very, very soon. We're going to be talking all through it in a minute. But first, what are we going to do now? We're going to hear a song, aren't we?
Let's hear a song.
It's going to be Hon and Izzy Bazoo, Someone That Loves You.
Thank you. was that on that beat?
Oh. I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuck. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hit list, trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never saw you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. For love more, give a little less. Now you hit the compass. But baby, another nigga on the hit list, tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me.
Rob Broderick of Abandoned Man in the studio.
Yes, yes. I feel like there should be a crew behind me just being like, brap, 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 you know who it is.
Literally, you don't need a crew. Me and Nat have just been losing our shit just at you sound checking.
Yeah, we did a little sound check there. Just check, as check, check. Rihanna was doing what she does, making sure the microphones do what they're meant to do.
And you, honestly, I got goose pimples. I got the goose pimples.
I saw Macklemore last night in the O2, and there was a few, just when he went, I've got goose pimples, there's a few moments where you...
Yeah.
It's just a nice moment when you're experiencing a bit of the live music.
And then a bit of the live music.
A bit of live music.
Yeah. And you kind of check yourself because you're like, oh my God, I've got goose. Oh, I'm there. I'm at that musical place.
It's a beautiful moment. It's a very beautiful moment.
Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Genuine pleasure. I was saying to you guys off air that I was here 2 years ago.
Yes.
The inception of FUBAR. And look at you now.
Oh. And look at you now. You're back with us.
Yeah,
thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God you come back to us.
Of course. Yes. Very happy to. Excited. Excited to get my...
Not as excited as me, Rob, honestly. I'm really excited. So you've got your brand new show, Life and Rhymes.
Yeah, Life and Rhymes. So it's anybody who doesn't know us, which might be quite a few of your listeners, it's a freestyle hip-hop comedy show. So we've been touring for 6 years, you know, creating songs based on people in the crowd, asking them for their dreams, hopes, things in their pockets, silly things. This new show is, it's myself and an amazing musician called Sam Wilson, and this show is, so the whole audience creates all the people that we've met in a fictional 25-year narrative. So it's like, it's basically like every music biopic, except it's all made up, and all, like the managers, the fans, all these key ingredients to kind of huge musicians' lives are in there, and it kind of shows like the rise, the kind of Kanye-esque-ness. I think everybody who goes huge has a moment of things getting a little weird, whether you're Kanye or Trump. It goes
I've
through
been
all
there,
that.
Rob. I'll be honest with you. I've been there.
You'll have. Once you do FUBAR, after this, man, don't even
talk
to me.
I'm a monster, honestly. I'm an absolute monster.
So that's the show. So yeah, so it's freestyle hip-hop with a very fun and silly narrative. And we're working with like mixtape designers in the States to create album covers for the past 20 years. So, which I love. So I'm emailing these guys. I'm like, hey, man, it's like there's a moment we go a bit gangster rap and I'm trying to reject it. But my manager is like, no, push it and push the Irishness. So I was asking someone to make an album cover of like the city's on fire. I'm holding a sword and a gun. And beside me is a massive potato. We photoshopped in Raphael from Ninja Turtles mouth onto the potato. It looks amazing. It's called Spud Life. So there's loads of these silly little moments just to kind of justify the idea of this ridiculous narrative. So yeah, that's the show. Life and Rhymes, good crack.
It sounds incredible, number one. I mean, I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. I watch a lot of your stuff online.
Awesome.
I've sadly never seen you live, but I'm going to make it happen.
Okay,
well,
nice.
I'm going to make it happen in about 10 minutes. but it's for me, as I was saying to you earlier, when I watch you, I get very panicky because I think about what must be going through your head. Because as a presenter, I have to do things sometimes on the hock. You know, Nat throws shit at me all day long.
I do.
She's always trying to... I know, do you know what I mean? She's always trying to throw me off.
Yeah.
But as I was saying to you, it terrifies me what you must go through on when you start. But obviously you find it easy because you just do it. Tell me, what is your secret?
There is no secret. I think when I started doing, when I was a kid, I was listening to hip hop. I was in Ireland, in Dublin, at a time where hip hop wasn't particularly, you know, it wasn't well known at all. There was like a couple of concerts. I remember going to Public Enemy and like, we didn't really have that many hip hop bands. So they just got like a trad band to support them. But it wasn't one of those like, oh, this seems like it made sense. It just was hip hop wasn't big in Ireland.
Yeah.
So growing up and listening to lyrics, there was no one for me to go, hey, what does this lyric mean? So years later, you know, I love it, Decoded by Jay-Z, and you're reading about all these lyrics that maybe in my youth I would have been listening to. And I suddenly realized that like Decoded was written to decode lyrics that are mostly about crack dealing.
Yeah.
And as an Irish young gent, there was no way for me to know that they're about crack dealing. So you start to invent your own narrative. So very, very young when I was going rapping along to tracks, you know, gangster rap, and it was very much, that's what was huge at the time. And it was very like a personal thing. There weren't a lot of people that I knew that just like really loved hip hop. So in all of that, you kind of ended up improvising the words because you didn't understand. So when I moved to England, I fell in with Bashy, who's amazing. Soweto Kinch, we toured this hip hop musical. And that was the first time I was really like, you know, we'd freestyle backstage. And I was in a circle with loads of rappers. And I was like, this is really fun. And I was a stand up at the same time. So I thought, let's do this on stage, see where it goes.
And you merge the two things like so well together. It's almost inconceivable because when I've seen you live, you do, for example, you take, for the people that don't know, you take people from the audience sometimes, and you ask them certain questions, you get certain information from them, and then you use it to make a song, basically.
I love when it's spelled out. I'm like, yeah, it actually sounds a bit tricksy.
And that's mind-blowing because for a normal person, I mean... you wouldn't just be able to just do it like that, but you can.
Yeah, but like it's funny. Look, you see the pros and cons. Everybody that does anything well probably doesn't do something else very well. So people go like, do you remember things? My memory is not hot. So I would not remember most lyrics.
All your brain capacity is just taken up remembering things.
Yeah, well, not even that. I think that because my memory isn't particularly strong, that... I would write hip hop lyrics when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like again, looking back, it's kind of funny because I grew up when the only thing you would be, now with the internet, you can kind of choose, you know, you're chatting about Childish Gambino, you can choose different genres of rapper. Back then, it was just gangster rap. And I was like a middle class kid in Dublin, so I'd write all my lyrics.
Yeah.
But I also never really remembered them. So first time I ever did, you know, a Bando Man as a show, I really meant to do lyrics I'd written before, but I couldn't remember them. So I remembered like somebody's pet had died, which is obviously not a great moment for comedy. But we did this kind of freestyle tribute to this passed away pet. Yeah, and it was fun. It was definitely fun. And then, you know, I think when I first started doing this, I'd just ask people questions and the songs had no structure or boundaries. I remember one time somebody being like, mate, that song was, I think it was 12 or 13 minutes long, like an opus.
Yeah.
like too long. So it's funny that what I adore is freestyling. And actually, when I watched stand-up comedy, when I was starting to get into that, I remember Dara O'Brien was not famous at the time. He was in Ireland, and he'd come into clubs and he'd just riff. I remember I was underage and he found out I was underage and did all this stuff about like the exams, myself, my mate John. We came in like,
oh, wow.
I wore a big Aaron Woolley jumper. He wore a long jacket. We were in a pub. And it was like we were the most cliched guys trying to look older. We looked, we didn't look like 20. We looked like 47. And then watching Dara do all of that, I went, this is amazing. Jason Byrne, first year I went to university, Jason came in and did this 3-hour show. As people were trying to leave to go to lectures, he was like rugby tackling them. He was doing callbacks for heckles. He'd gotten like 90 minutes before. So all that stuff, for me, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah. It's the funniest part of it. And we always ask our like musical artists that come in about their rider, because obviously you've got like Mariah Carey has like white dubs and we've had a lot of interesting riders, but your rider must be like a thesaurus and access to Google. Like what is on your rider?
I feel like, because I loved where you went, we asked music people. So we are mostly in the comedy world, and the comedy world rider is a lot more humble. We did basically our rider is like a couple of waters and a beer for after the show, but we did this amazing show where it was a festival somewhere in the Midlands, one day festival, and about 3 years ago headlining was Labyrinth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then above us was Milk, really brilliant band from Brighton. Mm. Somewhere in the middle, I think they're called, is it Stucci, or have I made that up?
Stucci.
They might have done Stussy. They did. I feel really bad, but they did one of the kind of X Factor.
Stucci is Stucci.
Yeah. So they were like,
it isn't, but it is. I can't remember what it is. Stucci.
Stucci were in the middle, right? And then so that kind of shows the tier, like Abandoman. Who are these lads? Milk. They're on the rise. Labyrinth, very top. And so we went into this kind of almost hangar of a room, and it was everybody's dressing room. And the sweetest thing was, all of our tables with our riders were laid one after the other, and it was like Russian dolls. At the top end was all the alcohol you can imagine. They had imported an off license, and then even when it got to Milk, they had sandwiches. And our rider was, if you have a few waters, we take a few waters. So yeah, we keep it humble. But that's, I think that's the joy. Comedy world, playing comedy clubs, it doesn't tend to be like, hey, what do you want on your rider? They usually get
bottle of crystal. Six bottles of crystal.
Also, I would be the worst person, because it is improv. Like, you need to have your wits about you. I would be the worst person after even any alcohol, because I think I get quite... When I first started, when I was back in Dublin, I remember freestyling and for a taxi driver. And my mate just went, mate, you just forgot what rhymes with taxi. So you just kept on rhyming it with taxi. And you use the word a lot. So
that sounds a little bit like when you meet someone that speaks, say, French, and you pretend that you can speak French, and you just keep saying "we" over and over and over again.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
So you supported Ed Sheeran, and you've done loads of touring, but I wanted to talk about your video that you did. Is it backstage at Manchester, and he pops up in the middle?
Yeah,
Because that's why I was talking about, I noticed that you were drinking water very...
Keeping it sober.
Yeah, keeping it sober before the show. But how was it touring with Ed Sheeran, number one? That is so cool.
Amazing.
And for those of you who haven't seen the video, he pops up and it's fantastic, so Google it, find it.
It's very sweet.
Good.
Abandoned Manchester Academy. Yeah, it was amazing. So it's just great. Like, Ed and I were friends from, we met at a comedy show. His cousin Murray's a comedian. And so we would have freestyled before he became huge. We actually did a show together in the Brighton Fringe, I want to say 2011, kind of free show, which looking back, you're like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Myself, Ed, and then an amazing drummer called Camillo and a rapper called Max Golden. And so he's a great freestyler. So we would have known each other from then. We started supporting him on tour, I think around July, and the album dropped in maybe September. So we were set to do like the tour, and then obviously the album went massive. So it was, for us, it was amazing, because you're walking out in front of like 4,000 to 5,000 people. And the other thing that like I was not used to was the crowds are much younger than comedy clubs. Mm-hmm. So I'd go, hey, what's your job? And they'd be like,
what's your job?
I'm 16. I don't have a job. So actually on night one, we had a whole song that is about people's jobs and about a few other things. And we kind of get people from the crowd. And we thought, you know what? Scrap that. There's not enough people here who are, or you have to bring on the mums who don't want to clamber over security. Yeah. So we ended up bringing up, I think it's Hasbro. It's, or Hasbro, the guys who make Connect Four.
Yeah.
And we asked them to ship us a giant Connect Four. And then we'd finish our spot, which was so much fun, by being like, who here knows how to battle? And there'd always be like six guys. And we get one of them on stage. We pop on like a big kind of wrestling belt and a cape and be like, this guy's going to represent wherever it is, Manchester, Nottingham, wherever it is. And then we'd be are you ready to battle? And at that moment, the roadies who loved this would roll on a huge flight case, a massive Connect Four, and the room would be like going crazy. It'd go all like 8 Mile, and I would battle this person as we played Connect Four.
Which 8 Mile versus Connect Four, that's the best, most ingenious thing I've ever heard.
Genuinely the most fun. And when I lost, like, people would be like, oh, you look like you're really disappointed. Were you joking? I was like, I was livid. Whenever I lost, not whatever at the battle.
Take it real personal.
Just, I really wanted to win the Connect Four. So, yeah, that was particularly fun. And then I suppose the other thing is, like, you watch Ed Sheeran, who has gone on to be, you know, huge, huge, huge. But the thing that you kind of took away from that as well is like the calmness of the man.
Yeah.
The man never seems, as he's about to walk on stage, never seems stressed, which I know.
He's just at all times chill. And also, I've heard the nicest person in the world.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. He actually is amazing. As somebody who definitely wanders around backstage freestyling and trying to warm up a few times, you just see Ed just like, yeah, he might have had a nap. He just wandered down to the stage. You're kind of going, mate, this is for you.
Like, yeah.
And that's something that I think maybe is why he can gig so often. He gigs, you know, pretty much every night, or he was definitely back then.
But yeah.
On the days off, he was going off to Europe. It is kind of amazing when you see it.
And when you play gigs like that, and obviously you've done solo shows, you've done a mix of everything, you've supported other comedians and things like that. What is your preparation before the show? Like, before you go in,
yeah.
What do you need to do?
I have to freestyle. I have to freestyle for about a half hour.
Yeah.
And I don't
like
have
Kanye.
To. Yeah.
Kanye does that too.
Does he?
At Glastonbury, he sat and listened to his own music and psyched himself up before a show.
But that's kind of cool. I wish I was Kanye. I love Kanye. Is the opposite of the country I come from. Ireland is so humble, and even if you're not humble, people still act humble.
Yeah.
They know. I just love. I actually love the confidence of the man. So yeah, similar to Kanye, me and Kanye.
You and Kanye are very similar. I didn't notice that when you came in.
Our regimes are
when you came in and
identical.
Complained how many how little helicopters we had to bring you in.
Yeah, to be honest, I only want to talk about my fashion line. You're just banging on about the hip hop.
Imagine the Abandoman fashion line. That's something new we need to bring in.
Weirdly, as it happens, for the new show, we actually are. We've gone to this website called paom.com.
I know it.
Yeah, print all over me. And there is a moment in the show that I get rather self-involved. We're actually printing entire tracksuits that have my face with kind of, I don't know if you're familiar with like classic religious pictures of Jesus where there's a whole heap of sun coming behind his head. So it's all that. And we actually... Like, so we've literally just mocked them up and we're sending them off to be printed. We were like, could we sell these? The answer is hopefully
yes,
no.
Please.
One, I mean, it would be crazy outside of the context of the show. Because it's literally like,
as long as I get one, I literally don't give a shit. I just want one and I want to wear it every single day.
That would be actually very fun. That would be okay.
Let's double check that everyone knows. So it's called Life and Rhymes. It's at Brighton Fringe and it's coming at 6th and 7th of May at the Republic, isn't
it? Yes. Yeah, and the Republic is a gorgeous thing. It's a venue that doesn't exist at the moment and never has existed before today. So people are like, where is the Republic? It's going to be by the Brighton Pier, but I think it's only been built like this weekend.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty exciting.
It is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Why don't we, shall we, look, we'll try a little, I think it'll be fun to try a little something. Maybe we kick a few actual songs and then we will do a little freestyle. How does that sound?
Oh my God.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, should we play some songs first?
Let's play some songs first and then we'll kick in a little freestyle.
Oh my God, guys, brace yourselves. We're going to have a freestyle from Rob from Abandonman in about 3 minutes after we played some songs. What should we play? Let's play a bit of ASAP Ferg. This is brand new on Strive featuring Missy, Mr. Mina Elliott.
So get off your ass and create joy.
you're missing opportunities. I know you're rich in opportunities, and you're missing opportunities. I know you're rich in opportunities. Working in Ben and Jerry's, it was scary. My life vision was blurred. You got talent, why's you here? I'm thinking, yeah, plus I am getting the belly. I remember mama screaming, you ain't gonna be like your Uncle Terry. Uncle Terry on the corner selling rocks. He don't care what you tell him, he a hustler. Bad mother, shut up. Riding in a brand new Lex when he pull up. He got a hood bitch from the block and I wanna. He pull up on her like, baby, give me sugar, man. Man, I wish I coulda, shoulda, woulda, woulda. But I hurtin' on her if I hit her with a what up. She got me dreaming. When I get out of the hood, I'ma give me something better.
You can be you today, you can be you tonight. Show you feel anyway, it's gonna be alright. I can see it in your face, and I know you wanna fly. So get up, go out, and create your life.
Cause you're missing opportunities. I know you're rich in opportunities. And you're missing opportunities.
In V8, where I stay, they don't play. They'll tell you that to your face. Collard green, candy, yam, potato salad. For your grub, better say your grace. Auntie Jean was kind of mean, but she had dreams. She used to sing like Tina Turner. She said, bring my wig and bring my dress, my high heel shoe from a Sunday morning service. Aye. She said, I show y'all beginners. I still whip that ass with a switch and a splinter. Pray for these turns, running around like a sinner. Missy wanna be a star, well, tell her she a winner. Aye. She a bad little son. Love how she dance like Michael Jackson. Told me I will be number one. Just be yourself, don't be nothing like them.
Opportunities, and you're missing opportunities. I know you're rich in opportunities.
FUBAR Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
With us, we have Joel Morris.
Mm. Hello.
And Jason Hasley.
Good evening.
Well, everything probably happens in pubs. It still does. It did in the 60s, and it does now. If you go drinking and you're not a bell end, people give you work. Especially if you're a writer, people go, who can I get to work on the show?
That's where I've gone wrong.
Be at the pub all the time. And it's great.
I stopped drinking and became a bell end.
Yeah, you can.
Two
crucial mistakes.
But I am a bell end.
Every Friday.
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love you. I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love you. I was a fool to love. I was a fool to love.
Hey, lonely. Sorry, but I'm leaving you, my friend.
Still in the studio with Rob from Abandon Man. How's it going?
It's going pretty well, gang.
We're about we're about to do we are nothing to do with it. You are about to do a freestyle in the studio.
We'll try.
Oh my god,
something.
I'm so excited!
It does rely, like as all shows do, it does rely on the suggestions. So,
eek.
This is what we're going to try. The show is, so in Life and Rhymes, there's a bit of it that is quite focused. And our shows in the past are kind of like hopes and dreams. I always enjoy hearing like
what
people...
We love a good hope and dream.
Yeah, everyone has those things they want to do. So this is the question for yourself. What are some things... Okay, I'm aware that you are running a half marathon.
It's true.
I believe, in the next month. So kind of things that like in the next year you'd like to achieve. We'll make it a kind of hopes and dreams song. So like stuff like... And the more specific, the better. Like maybe going vegan, learning to play the ukulele. The more
Neither
specific. Good. And do you sing? Because usually Sam sings a hook at the start.
Would that push you under too much pressure? But not very well. So I will sing if you
she
want me to.
Sing.
We'll see where
sing.
It goes. If I'm
Let's
like,
just do it.
Sing, we might just get you doing a hook.
And then maybe he'll get fired and I'll become the other.
So we'll bring the cans up just a little bit. We'll drop the beat at some point. Don't be nervous.
What do I have to sing? You're going to tell me?
No, okay, we'll find. If there is a moment, we'll find a moment. This is a little Usher beat. There it is. I'll bring my mic just like a little more high and a little bit more. Just a tiny bit more headphones. Just the headphones up in the mix. Hey, doing this like, wait, true star. We'll bring the headphones right down. Got FUBAR up in the place. And we grabbing this. You know that we be asking this man a little like question with the Harriet in the place. Way to go. Coming right now up on the radio. Harriet, what's the first thing that you hope that you can do? You can do.
DJ in Ibiza.
Yeah, man, I see that, you know that she a leader. Preach to a beat, peeps, yeah. Yeah, you know, man, listen, man, go quick. Get, man, you know that she hopes it's time for us to do this. Never looking vexed, man, Grandmaster Flash when she dashed to the decks, yep. That's right, man, A. Next door, she's in the spot trying to spin those records. You know, right now, nada. Next time, 5:30 a.m., Pasha, yeah. That's right, let's vibe. Going where all the clubs are, west side. Second thing that you hope to do.
Meet Beyonce.
Yep, coming through. Hey, you know, that's a real vibe. Please, guys, she's trying just to, like, join that beehive. Yep, check it. Like, it'll be deadly for me to, like, be next to thee. Like, lady with the jelly, standing there straight like Kelly. You know, matter of fact, could be wild. Like a destiny child. Going to the place, man, every single day is a feckin' rave. Tea for two? Forget that. That's like the queen bee. We going lemonade, eh? We doing this. Now it's like take three. Throw it in like there, lady.
Childish Gambino to get on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, you know, man, people like wonder me. I am like the Gambino fluffer. Yeah, that's right. Listen, man, the vibe is high. Kids going 3005 with the childish guy. Yes, you know, like you see, what's the original name of his
Donald
comedy?
Glover.
Yeah, that's right, man. You need like another. Tonight we going Donald Glover. Yeah, you know, man, trust this. Man, you gotta have him if the glove fits. You need a little guy, man. It's going on in the FUBAR, bringing on Don. Don, hit me just like with number four.
Oh my god, I can't think of any
more. Rah. That's okay, take a moment. That's Brad, as we switch in that back to Nat. Nat, and the thing that you want to do next year, any dream that you got coming through? True,
I
sir.
I go to Croatia.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, chap. You know, going like take back Croatia. Yeah, you know, just flying there. Genuinely, it's feckin' cheap. We're Ryanair. You can just do that. Check the scene as we take with the team. East European. Last one. Yep, as we grabbing it. Kick that stuff, Miss Harriet.
Make sure my hair goes fully grey because it's only a little bit right now. I want it to be fully grey.
Fully grey.
Naturally.
Yeah, that's
natural
right, man.
Gray.
It's okay. Checking out the hair. 50 shades of grey. Hey, you're doing this. Yeah, man, just to whet the appetite. Mix that color up, black and white. Yeah, man, you know that she's a trouble, dude. Looking confused with the B and the W's. Coming in, yep, it's a rave every day when she pray that it may go gray. Rah, that's right, people like take care. Everybody with the dream for the gray hair. Up in FUBAR, we about to do this with the true star. Yeah, that's right, man, it's happening. And when Harriet runs aboard the marathon with the just given page, put that in. Going to a beat that, trust, we bring a little bit of vibes. It's the random jam. Make some noise. It's your boy. It's a bando man.
Oh, FUBAR Radio. Yeah.
Blessings. Thank you very much.
Oh my god. Rob from Abandoned Man just brought down the Harriet Rose show on FUBAR Radio. Holy shit.
Does that mean they're all going to come true now? You've predicted them, Rob.
If Childish Gambino comes to your studio, like I will also be coming back.
Mind blown. Just making some of those noises.
Tim Westwood sound effects pack. We got to get that.
We got to give this guy a break. Let's put a song on. He needs a breather. That was fucking real. Yes. Thank you so much, Rob. Let's play some music.
Anyone you fancy?
Yeah, just pop it on.
Just pop it on.
She told me she wants to be a freak. So I told her to call me in the week. I got a little place that we can go. As long as you can keep it on the low. That's when she told me. 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 That's when she told me.
From Abandoned Man is still in the studio. Thank you so much for that incredible freestyle.
A genuine pleasure.
If you missed it, guys, we're going to be putting it up on all of the social medias, so keep an eye on those. Before you go, Rob, let's quickly recap. Life and Rhyme's going to be at the Brighton Fringe, 6th and 7th of May, at the currently being built Republic in Brighton.
If you see any activity on the pier, that is the venue that we will be playing at. And then we're kind of keeping it to a different tent, the Big Purple Cow, the South Otterbury and South Bank, for the first 5 days, so 1st to the 5th of June.
Perfect.
And if weirdly, if you're listening in Ireland, we've got an Irish tour in between.
We have Irish listeners, I'm sure.
Irish people,
holla at the Irish people.
We're whipping through Ireland from the 20th of May until, I think it's the 19th of June. So we kind of come back to London to do the Irish, the South Bank dates.
South Bank.
Usually have these written down. And it's irishrappers.com if you need the website, as well as abandonman.com. But often when we came off stage, we would be like, who are the Irish rappers? So we just went. Should we just
and
make
you
that
guys,
a website?
If you've not heard or seen these guys, you need to check it out. You need to come to the shows, you need to buy the tickets, and you need to literally have as much fun as I just did in the last 15 minutes. Because I nearly fell off my chair because I was having such a good time.
That's dope. That's awesome.
So thank you so much for coming. You've obviously got the rest of June, and then I'm assuming you're just going to keep going on and on and on and on and on.
Edinburgh Fringe Festival all through August, and then got a few other things. Wow. Australia early next year, which is lovely. So yeah, the lovely thing is we get to travel loads. We've got Sweden in September. So again,
an array of amazing places to visit.
Yeah, and the joy of kind of it being about the crowd is you don't worry too much about things travelling, because you do just go, you, what do you do?
Yeah.
And the show becomes current.
Before you go, we play a little game on our show. And it's, here we go.
Desert Island Dicks.
And the premise of Desert Island
Dicks.
Hang on a
sec, did I hear that?
Yes.
Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Dicks.
I thought it said digs, and I thought like we're being moody, but we're...
No, we're just being dicks right now.
Is this
right
the word throwing people onto a desert island?
Yeah, so I'm not as nice as Kirsty from Radio 4. I don't give you six lovely songs that you're going to be stuck with. I give you one shit song, because I'm a dick.
Oh, interesting, okay.
And so I was wondering if you could potentially tell us on behalf of Abandoman, what would be Abandoman's desert island dick?
Like my least favourite song?
Yeah, so it can be your least favourite song, or it can be a song that you've heard so many times that you want to scratch your ears out when you hear it. Because bear in mind, you are going to be stuck on a desert island with just this song for the rest of your life. And it has to, and it won't work unless it's the worst song.
I mean, I'm going to say this, but I'm calibrating this. Creptan Cronin's song, Freak of the Week, last year.
We need a freak of the week.
It was played so much that I was like, this is no longer making sense in my head. But then we went to Reading and we actually saw, it wasn't them, but it was somebody dropped in the One Extra tent. And somehow in the context of like a big rave, it made sense again. But there was definitely a moment I was just like, that was
sense.
A song that isolated me in the desert island with She Was the Freak of the Week. At some point I'd be like, there aren't enough layers in this song to keep me going.
Yeah, and I think if you can deal with it in a club packed with people when it's about to drop, cool, but you're on a desert island alone thinking about Freaks of the Week.
Freaks of the Week, man, missing those Freaks of the Week. God knows, we all have those gorgeous memories. And being isolated for that long with that song, just too much tragedy. I'd like to take Sigur Rós. I feel like if you're going hardcore...
Listen, Rob, I've told you, I'm not giving you a nice song. I'm a dick. This is Desert Island Dicks, this isn't Desert Island Lovelies. But thank you so much for coming to the studio. Guys, check out Life and Rhymes, Brighton Fringe, 6th, 7th of May, and then on to London, Udderbell, and onto the Edinburgh Fringe after that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
We love you. Please come back.
Sam is away at the moment, but when Sam is back,
Sam too.
We definitely will. Thank you so much.
Cheers. There's only one girl for me. Come on, baby, let's get it
If you want me to be deserve. There's only one girl for me. Come on, baby, you know it. There's only one girl for me. Come on, baby, you know it. There's only one girl for me. One girl for me. There's only one girl for me. One girl for me. Just give me one last chance. I promise that I won't blow it.
That Jerry baby lately, I'm just misunderstood. Still by your window till the morning rose. Morning would could have been forever if I didn't do whatever it was that broke the straw on top the camel's back. It overdone her. Is what I tell myself to tell you, but I'm pressing my luck. Don't mean the pressure button, shouldn't have them. But in the jeans, I make it worse if I admit it didn't mean anything. Or maybe it's just a dream. But let me tell
there's
you,
there's only one girl for me. Come on, baby, you know it. There's only one girl for me, come on, baby, you know it. There's only one girl for me, one girl for me. There's only one girl for me, one girl for me. Just give me one last chance, I promise that I won't blow it.
Radio presents X-ray
Peacock. What do you look for in a lady, please, Sam? We've established she looks for a big flat in Barcelona, so what do you look for in a lady?
Sense of humour and generally a one-bedroom flat, possible.
Right. What have you got, Nat?
Well, I live in a two-bedroom one, but I have one bedroom.
Yeah, someone else is in that. I mean, okay. That's like saying, well, I live in a whole street, but but there are other people in all the other houses. It's not, you don't live in a two-bedroom.
I have one bedroom.
You have one bedroom.
I have a bedroom, yeah.
She's got a bedroom, mate.
Yeah. And I'm obviously hilarious, as you
and her mum goes to sleep, like, really early.
Yeah, really early.
Every Monday. X-Ray Peacock. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
They don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh, down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right. Especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. It's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worst, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you. But y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Missing, say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Hey, it's such a shame you let this. the top tier, five star. Sexy loving in the car, like make that wood, like make that wood. Holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous and crazy. Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh down, they don't love you like I love you. Hop up off the bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror and say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up. I hop up off the bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror and say what's up.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Yes, Beyonce! Mm. Sorry, that was a bit loud.
No, it's good.
Thank you so much to Rob from Abandoman for coming in. He was the best. That was amazing.
He was amazing.
I will never move on from that. But now it's time for music news and reviews. And obviously, today's music news and reviews is going to be dominated by Queen Bey. So, as you all know, unless you've been hiding under a rock, Lemonade was released this week. Mm-hmm. And it came out originally as streaming on Tidal. She released the whole, exclusively the whole video for Lemonade on Tidal. And then now it's available on iTunes. And you can also pre-order it on Amazon physically. You can get a physical CD. But I wanted to talk about it because I love it for a number of reasons. I've loved Beyonce since I was born. Went to see her at Glastonbury. cried.
You came out and immediately went, Beyonce!
No, I came out and went, Lemonade.
Oh, right, yes.
No, I came to Glastonbury and I saw her live and I cried for 3 hours. She was on for 3 hours. I cried for that whole time.
She was on for 3 hours?
Yeah, and wow. She also came down to the crowd and like slightly touched me on the arm. So, again...
Oh, God, you've been touched by Beyonce.
Well, yeah, and I also haven't washed since, no, which has been about 4 years, which is why Nat struggling to stick with me in the studio today, but we'll keep on pressing on. But yeah, I just wanted to talk a bit about Lemonade because so Nat said, turned to me as I came in this morning. She went, so you must have lost your shit at Lemonade being released. And you were correct, Nat.
I called it.
On Monday, I spent the entire day, in obviously as research purposes. First, I listened to the album.
Yeah.
And then on Tidal, I actually listened to it on Tidal. Right. And then I watched it, watched the visual album, which is about an hour and 20 minutes long. Yeah. Afterwards, because I wanted to listen to the songs and hear the lyrics and then listen again, so yeah. you almost don't have to concentrate on the lyrics because you can merge the visual and the lyrics. Because sometimes if you just watch it, you're just watching it and you're not,
yeah, you're not
paying
attention
to what's being
said.
Did
you make notes?
I actually did.
I thought we might say, yeah.
And the first thing that I must mention is how amazing. Obviously, she's been very vocal about the Black Lives Matter movement.
She has, yeah.
And within the Lemonade video, she just, it's amazing what she does. It's a really serious situation and it's horrendous events in America that have been taking place. It features some of the mothers of the children who have been killed by police brutality in the US, including Trayvon Martin's mum. Mm. Which is the death that actually sparked the Black Lives Matter protests. Yeah. And the whole video is, it's based on a lot of things, but the messages that she's putting through are absolutely beautiful. Not only beautiful, but really, really, really important for right now. And I've felt like it was just incredibly exciting to see that being made by someone so big with such an impact across the entire world. So many people are seeing that. And it's you know, being put across in such a way that people have to listen now.
There's been a lot of praise. Has there been any backlash? Because every time an artist makes a political statement sort of like this, there does tend to be some people coming out and going,
yeah, but only
oh,
from
idiots.
But only it from idiots like, yeah, Piers Morgan.
Oh, right.
Who we decide not to listen to anyway.
No, ever.
You're right. Everything comes with it's a double-edged sword. Everyone, yeah. Some people like it, some people don't. But I personally don't associate with anyone who doesn't like it.
No.
So
but
if
like,
anyone doesn't, they
then
can
don't talk
to me.
But I like that, you know, she's willing to put herself out there and make a stand and say, like, this is what I'm
Which is difficult
in.
To do, yeah. Actually, when you are... I mean, I see Beyonce as kind of above it because I think she's too famous. She doesn't need to worry about it. But as a famous person, you do risk, you know, when you talk about political issues, when you talk about environmental issues, anything, sexuality, race, you know, you are endangering yourself because there are people out there who are idiots who aren't, you know, open-minded and whatever. But that's why it's all the more important that we're getting the world to start talking about a situation that is, you know, come to head and needs to be dealt with now. And also, on the flip side, it's very female empowering. She talks a lot about her, candidly, about her marriage and about, we don't know that, but she hints at, you know, cheating and things like that. And the worst part for me is that's the thing that's getting headlined. When the reality is, what we want to be talking about is Black Lives Matter, and what we want to be talking about is how this video is empowering, you know, black women all over the world. And of course, just everybody. It should empower everybody, I think. It certainly empowers me, and I absolutely love it.
But obviously, the newspapers being what they are, they love a sensationalism
exactly.
type thing, yeah.
And so that's a bit of a shame that it's been drowned out by, oh, who's Jay-Z cheated with? It's just a bit like, okay, well, whatever. Like, we want to focus on the amazingness of the album.
Yeah.
Also, just in general, the album is amazing. It's amazing. Every time I hear a Beyoncé album, sometimes I'll hear it and go, oh, I like that in a few listens. No, this one is like straight up 100% love every single song. We actually just played Hold Up, which is, you'll have heard of, if you haven't watched the Lemonade video, you'll have heard about this section of the film, because she's got a baseball bat and she's smashing a lot of cars.
Yes, which we've all wanted to do at some point, I think.
And it's this one is very much, hold on, why are you loving someone else when I love you more than them, so what's your problem, you dickhead? So it's kind of like the one that's caught everyone's attention.
Yeah.
And then she talks about, I don't think it's in this one, but she talks about, there's a protagonist, Becky, with the good hair, which everybody is focusing on, obviously, because they don't want to focus on the things that really matter. But everyone's kind of questioning who Becky with the good hair is.
There's lots of speculation.
Which is funny, really, because she's done that. I love that Beyoncé has created this, because she's done it deliberately.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, and obviously they are, as you can tell from the video, they're tight. Her and Jay-Z are together. They are not splitting up.
No.
There is no... And even after watching it, I don't even feel like... I feel like it's set in the past, that element of her relationship, which was bad. I think it's set like years in the past.
Well, that's why I think that she's done it now. I think if it was last year and it was still raw, it would have been really quite different. But obviously, I think she's, whatever happened, we don't know.
Well,
has
we know
because
we know
on.
Things like, for example, when Solange hit JC over the head with a handbag.
Still, that photo, when you look at it, it's a bit like. Just
shocking.
The faces.
It's so shocking.
Them. Yeah.
But then the most interesting thing, I think, is what the video of them coming out of the club after it's just happened,
right.
And you see them all getting into separate cars, and it's like.
But Beyoncé's putting on this, like, the smile, which is sort of like, I'm smiling, but something in the eyes, like, something has happened, where Solange is just like, no, I'm really pissed off.
Really, she's straight up about it. But we love this album.
Well, I
on
bet
Harriet Rose Show, don't
do
we now?
Do you love the collabs?
Oh my god. So shocking collab number one, James Blake.
I know.
Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah,
but also so cute. He went to my uni.
Oh, did he? I love James Blake.
Yeah, he went to my uni and now he's on a Beyonce song.
I know, but it works. I know that's a lot.
I think it's down to me, actually, because he probably went to the same uni as me and he probably thought, I'm going to get...
Because he knows that you're such a big fan.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading a lot of the comments on Twitter and it was like, this is the duet that I never thought I needed in my life, but now I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It totally works with James Blake. Because you
would
not put them together,
and
would you?
Interesting. In the video, it is the most kind of, well, one of the most poignant bits of the video. It's a very emotional section of the video.
Yeah.
And it's not just a throwaway song, it's like a really important song in the video. Amazing. Also, we've got The Weeknd in there.
Yeah.
We've got Kendrick Lamar in there. We've got
Jack White,
which is another shocker, but again, really works.
But he works on, because obviously he's worked with Alicia Keys in the past, and he loves a collab, does Jack White?
Oh, he does love a collab.
Bloody loves one.
Bloody loves a collab, doesn't he, Nat?
existed until about 4 weeks ago to us, but we love the collab now.
We love the collab, as Nat say. The collab.
The collab.
It features lots of incredible women in it as well.
Yeah.
Halle Berry, Serena Williams, Zendaya, Winnie Harlow, Jay-Z, that's not an incredible woman. I meant to say Blue Ivy. And then, of course, Jay-Z's featured in it as well, because why wouldn't he be?
Yeah.
So if you haven't gone out and watched it, please, please do. Spend that hour and 20 minutes, because it is fantastic. Share it. post it out everywhere. We want to like hear it, and we're going to, in a minute, we're going to play Freedom, which features Kendrick Lamar, which is, I feel it's a really like awe inspiring track, and these are my two favourite songs, by the way, from the album that I'm playing today. Sorry to be selfish, but I'm playing what I like.
It's your name on the show. Play what you like.
But before that, we're going to talk a bit about a couple more things, but just to take a moment to love Beyonce and thank her for this album, because it's another fucking incredible album.
Well, is this what she's going to do, do you think, from now on? Just kind of get it out there, tease it, get it out there, but not have all this pre-promotion.
Yeah, it's working. She doesn't need it. But it's the same as like, I think we've reached a new age with musical artists where they don't need pre-promotion anymore. No. Kanye West has done it. Kendrick Lamar did it. Drake's done it.
Yeah.
They just all drop out. You
Madonna
know.
Should do it, I thought, for her next one. That's exactly what I think she should do. Don't kind of go, let's just sneak it out there.
Just pop it out. Pop it on iTunes, babe. Okay, Madonna, if you're listening, pop your new album on iTunes, please.
Make it quickly.
Yes, please.
We need a new one.
So I wanted to say, well, in a few weeks we've got Alfred Quantro coming into the studio to make some cocktails for us and chat about Quantro. But on the weekend I DJed a little Marie Claire event and we had some Quantro Fizz cocktails.
Ooh.
They are so good. Have you tried? You haven't tried Quantro yet, have you?
I haven't. No, I'm saving it.
Which is really exciting because you're going to love it.
Well, it's going to be spring. Well, it's kind of technically spring now, but in a couple of weeks
we've been saying it's summer for like 4 months.
But I feel like when Quantro comes in, I'll lose my Quantro virginity on the show.
Yeah, and you've lost a lot of virginities on this show, haven't you?
Yeah, that's very true. Very
sadly
true.
Not the one that matters. Also, in other news, Skepta Konnichiwa is coming in like 5-6 days, 6th of May 2016. I'm so excited. The album looks set to be a bloody smasher, so make sure you go and get it. It's called Konnichiwa and it comes out on May 6th. Now we're going to finish off our music news and reviews section with Beyonce, of course, because we love her so much.
So
I hope you enjoy this. If you haven't heard it, go and listen to the album Lemonade. It's out, available to buy now, and physical copies are going to be out very soon on Amazon. I don't know why I'm plugging it. I don't even need to. People just buy that. People just buy that shit. Okay, so this is Beyonce Freedom featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves. 10 Hail Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts. Fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
FUBAR Radio presents
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
You can basically study anything, and very little surprises me. And this one, I think both of us could get a first class in. Pizza Hut has teamed up with Manchester Met, and they're creating 1,500 apprenticeships for students in the world of not just pizza making, but the world of the hut.
What? So yeah. No. So you can... What? I don't understand. Okay, so you can get a degree to work at Pizza Hut. Can't I just go to Pizza Hut, like, right now and apply for a job?
Dude, just give me some fucking dough. Do you know what I'm saying? And I've already got your first year nailed.
Every Tuesday.
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Why man's calling me family all of a sudden? Like, my mum don't know your mum. Stop telling man you're my cousin. I got day ones and I got new ones. No fake ones, trust no one. This boy better know till I die. Trying to run up in the bank like Bonnie and Clyde. Cause man get money with a gang. Man get girls with a gang. Man eat food with a gang. Man talk slang so the feds can't work out what I just said to a man. Told me you was a big fan. But the first thing you said when you saw me is can I get a pic for the gram? I was like, nah, sorry man. I only socialise with the crew and the gang. Whoa, guess who's back? Came a long way from sitting in the flats. Came a long way from when whites never used to mix with blacks. Now all my white niggas and my black mates, we got the game on smash. I used to rate your page on MySpace, but you never stayed on track. Upset cause your wife is a fan. She done with a little boy and she wants to be with a man. Told my accountant, do me a transfer cause I wanna buy some land. You and I have got different plans. Real madman, I might go St. Anne's. No AAA bus, no wristbands. You are not man, them, you are not gang.
Mafia boy better know. My ones, my team. Meridian, bad blocks. London boys, active boys. You get me? Yeah!
Man get money with a gang. Man get girls with a gang. Man eat food with a gang. Man talk slang so the feds can't work out what I just said to a man. Told me you was a big fan, but the first thing you said when you saw me is can I get a pic for the gram? I was like, nah, sorry man. I only socialise with the crew and the gang. They wanna see me drown, trying to hold the man them down. Cause I shut down Shoreditch car park and I got bars like Camden Town. Out there trying to survive on the streets, trying not to get killed by the police. And I be schooling MCs, nobody leaves till 3:30. This year I'ma teach them a lesson. So Grace don't reply to those emails, nah, I don't wanna do no sessions. It's like them man, I've got an obsession with my style of expression. But in public, never hear my name mentioned. Catch them at the nightclub entrance, always seeking attention. But I'll be inside, trying to get burst. Looking all cool like Herc, dressed like I just come from PE. You're dressed like you just come from church. Better do your research. You don't wanna hear my verse come after your verse. MCs act brand new cause they got a little money in the purse. So you had a good solo career, had a few big songs over the years. Back then you was a real top boy, but right now fam nobody cares. Walked in the club, everybody's like, who is he? Why is he walking around with security? You know the postcode when you're talking road. Better know that I speak that fluently. I don't know why man's calling me family all of a sudden. Like, my mum don't know your mum. Stop telling man you're my cousin.
getting tight, cause man get money with a gang, man get girls with a gang, man eat food with a gang, man talk slang to the feds, can't work out what I just said to a man, told me you was a big fan, but the first thing you said when you saw me is can I get a pic for the gram, I was like nah sorry man, I only socialise with the crew and the gang.
From his album Konnichiwa, which is coming out on the 6th of May.
That we would accept something like that because it's a super banger for the end of the show.
Exactly, Natalie. Exactly. So we've had some good old Desert Island Dicks been sent in.
Desert Island Dicks.
Thanks again to Rob from Abandoman for giving us his Desert Island Dick, which was Crepton Conan Freak
good
of the
choice.
Week. Good choice. Because she's a freak of the week. So we got some emailed into the studio. Shall I read some out?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so number one is from Fran. Thanks, Fran, 3 million. Hey, with lots of whys. Desert Island Dick this week for me is all about that bass, Meghan Trainor.
Yep, we got one. You know I'm all about that
bass, about that bass. There she is. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
I don't. That's not for me. So I agree with that.
It's not for Nat.
That's actually just annoyed me with that 14 seconds.
Oh my god, you actually do seem quite irritable now.
I don't like it.
Producer Nat does not like Desert Island. Did you send that in? Are you pretending to be Fran?
Yeah, I am. I'm generally about the bass, but on this occasion, I'm not all about that bass.
You're not all about that bass.
No, let me just
clarify, Nat. Are you or are you not all about that bass?
I think I am not all about that bass, no.
Okay, fine.
I thought I was, but I'm not.
You've really let us down with the fact that you made us believe that you're all about the bass.
No, I did too.
Jess, who loves our show, by the way. Thanks, Jess. We love you. Her Desert Island disc is Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around. Desert you, hurt you, let you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie.
Rick, more Rick.
Banger! Sorry, Jess, Rick. We quite like that. But she says, I love dad, but it reminds me of uncoolness, haha. Which makes me think, is Rick Astley her dad?
He could be.
Is this Jess Astley that's emailed us in? Tweet us, Jess, at Fubar Radio, if you are Rick Astley's daughter, in which case you're quite bitchy that you're emailing and saying you hate it and it's your Desert Island dick.
But just to clarify, I do love dad, but I'm
that's
not
your
enough
nest
of that
egg.
Song.
You're talking about that, babe.
I mean, yeah, he sat up. Did he write? I wonder if he wrote some very Stockacre Waterman time. I wonder if he wrote. It doesn't matter. He's like cashed in on it. He's made more than enough money.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. Shall I do another one?
Yeah, do another one. Do another.
Hey,
Desert
girls.
Island dicks.
Hey, Harley. Hey, girls. Yeah. Great show. In love with the band of man. Tell me about it, babe.
Oh, God,
honestly,
yeah.
My Desert Island Dick is Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. It's a throwback, but ugh, I hate it. From Sarah. Hey, oh, this is crazy. I love this song.
Here's my number.
Call Me Maybe.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's a banger. But actually, I think that we've got shit music today sometimes. Call Me Maybe. I think I like Carly Rae Jepsen a lot as a person.
Yeah. I do. Do you think, though, because I'm trying to put, imagine you have that and you heard that on a, we love it. Is it one of those songs that after the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time in a row, you'd go, okay, enough of that. Enough, Carly. But it never ends.
Oh, no, totally. Yeah, definitely. She's, you know, she's signed to Scooter Braun's agency, who's the same as Justin Bieber, for those of you who don't know.
And The Wanted for a while as well.
That's strange.
Yeah, that's strange.
They no longer exist, do they?
They do know. They are no longer wanted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh my God, it literally took me like 10 seconds to get that. That was a good joke from you and I completely missed it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
Next time I'll be more concentrating on your bants, Nat, because I feel like
bants,
I let you...
Full bants?
Because I feel like I let you
there
down
there. Was a little bit of tumbleweed that went past there, but you know.
I just looked at you like, what? Oh, yes.
Not wanted.
Wanted.
I quite like that. What was that song they did, Glad You Came? That was a banger.
Because I'm glad you came.
That was good. What a tune.
I don't even think that was the tune or the words that I just sang there.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's the kind of track that I would play if I DJ'd in Ibiza, like a Bandaman said that I am going to. Sure. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use Rob's rap about me to, like, as my what I'm asking the universe to give me.
Yeah, I think what
I'm going to just sit every night and listen to
you
it.
Need to have, I think we both need to, or me especially, I need to think about what I want because I couldn't think. I had a mind.
You don't want anything, babe.
I just want to go to Croatia. That's all I want to do.
No, what it was, babe. I can tell you what it was. Mm-hmm. Is that we discussed before. You know, the only thing you've ever wanted in your life
is Childish Gambino.
Is Childish Gambino, and I covered that because I also want that as well.
I was just like, if I had that, I would literally want. Nothing
he was
else.
On, he was on my mind as well because we'd been discussing him earlier in the show.
I mean, not just on the show, just generally. We're always
every
discussing
sorry,
him.
Let me prefix that with every show.
Sometimes
just every single show.
I just text them, like, just going Childish Gambino, and that's all it says, just to remind you of my love for him.
I don't need you to remind me, babe. I'm there with you daily.
Yeah.
So up next, I want to play the track of the day if I'm allowed to now.
Sure you are. Yeah.
So this track of the day comes from Lady Leisha, who, if you haven't heard of her, she started a thing called the Queen's Speech, which is really sick. You need to check her out. And this is a part of a series of freestyles that she's going to be unleashing every few months. It's called hashtag Unleashed. If you want to talk about it on Twitter, and this is Lady Leisha, and it's the Panda Freestyle.
Unleashed. I'm not the one to call when you're in danger. I'm not the one to call when you're a stranger. I'm not the one to call when you're in danger. First off, shut your gob. Don't be mad cause I took the spot. Why are you so concerned about me when your mouthpiece looks like a crusty cob? You must be dumb. If you're number two, I must be one. You can't ever get beat like rubber bar. So don't pick up your chest and your wonder bra. You bloody fish. Wagwan, what's happening? When I was in a lab just cooking up, you were somewhere in the club daggering. Man, I'm savaging. Don't get it all through javelin. Yeah, I might have big teeth on a rabbit thing, but I'm still here and I'm still managing. And you're where? Look, panicking. I don't care. Shrunk and having it. My whole year fucked javelin. You're nowhere. Stop slamming. You see me? Shock, MC Hammering, go on. Left the room, yes. Get P money, just check the views, yes. Don't know who you're stepping to, nah. Cause I'm ahead, I'm not next to you, no. Kill them all dead or execute, yeah. Get them cross, I'm Xing you, yeah. I ain't with the top, now I'm vexing you, yeah. I'm your mom, you're my second you, yeah.
You're my second you, man. I called you Miranda.
Miranda. I'm not the one to call when you're in danger. No, I'm not the one to call cause you're a stranger. I'm not the one to call when you're in danger, cause you're a stranger. And I'll be like, who are you, blood? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, done? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, blood? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, done? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, blood? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, done? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, blood? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you, done? Who are you?
To the people of this Queen's Speech, let's see your bank balance.
Let's see it.
Cause brush your teeth, got my mama mortgage. That was the tool you spanners. I'm grown, so what? Respect your elders, have some manners.
Manners.
I'm sure age ain't got nothing to do with talent. Damn it, I don't know what their problem is. Leave me alone, stop butting in. Stop. Don't make me have to get onto things. Don't move your mouth, not want to kiss. I'm a 10, J and me, alphabet, don't at me. You'll never see me round bare man again, yeah, cause I don't need anybody to back me. That's what I've gotta keep it classy. Yeah. I'll be getting chauffeured, you be getting taxi. I'll be in the front, you be in the back seat. Names on your lip, like a mustache ring. Little fish, salty, somebody getting some Aki. I'm old school like Aki, Aki. 1, 2, 3, he shoot on one, you lose on one. You're who? Remind me again.
Remind me though.
Just for the bants, our hubby and wife are your friends. So you're mad for life. You will see me every day, yeah. Girls won't be me in every way, yeah. Break your CD up in your face, yeah. I don't wanna hear it, you look stink. I don't wanna breathe it. I'll be in the house, your housekeeping. I'll be in and out, you're in the house sleeping. Give you the business, come to the meeting. Please, stop tweeting. You look dead with your natural hair. You look dead when you've got weaving, Jesus. Still, I can't believe it, I can't believe the cheek. And still, a new MC is born every day of the week. And still, you don't wanna do this now, things might just get bleak. And still, you don't wanna do this now, think before you speak. Are you serious? These girls are delirious. There must be an appearance. Move on me with this many bacteria. Yeah. That's not cute. Claim you a bad girl, that's not you. I'm gonna blow like that's hot food. That's cause you got a blue tick on your Twitter, boy. But WhatsApp's got two, like, whoa. Slow down a minute. Slow down a flow down a minute. I am the queen, you'll get thrown down a minute. I'll begin to whip window, roll down a minute, like. No, you're wrong now a minute. Better get back, you'll be shown in a minute. And I know when I flow that I'm cold with the lyrics. 2 hours, I'm a name, here's both. Hold that a minute. New t-shirts, they sold in a minute. Video views was froze couple minutes.
money doubling it. Island, everyone knows when I'm in it. Yeah. Sold out shows in New York. Crying when a Samsung advert code is sickest. Why can't people just respect what I've actually done for myself?
Why?
I used to struggle and pain on my journey getting here to humble myself.
You did.
I'm the queen of the scene. Might as well ride a rum by myself. I am breaking bread with nobody. I'd rather crumble myself.
£100 and 100.
Yeah.
Coming round in the summer. Try take the owl, you get bun up.
Bun up.
Try bring me down, cause I'm ton up.
Yeah.
I'm not the one to make fun of.
Nah.
Don't run up your mouth, you get run up.
Run up.
I'll come in your house and put my foot up. Like, what's for supper?
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm Chris or Tucker. In at night time with another. Win.
Yeah.
Flows all over the place like a drum. Your flow's dry, have another.
Gin. Yeah.
You're dumb, and you're dumber.
Dumb.
It's all peace and miss it, lover, lover. But I'll heat it up when I'll cook her. Pucker. Look up. Look up.
Harriet Rose. On FUBAR Radio.
Something about your vibe, I know I can trust you somehow. Dreaming's got me wild. High on thoughts of you, won't come down when you ask my name. Every word was gentle, had me down to play your game. Down to give my soul so gladly. What is on your mind? Now you got me here. Make your move. Please don't take your time.
Don't take your time.
All that talk is now time to prove. Darling, just lean in. Reflecting, this is all for true. Only cause you keep respecting everything I do. But to keep it real, I'm ready for you. Take me to that stage so heady. What is on your mind? Now you got me here. Make your move. Please don't take your. Your kiss, red vinyl slips. I bought this color for you. On my lunch today, I heard her say, go, he'd be crazy not to. Maybe you're too shy, I wonder why. The air feels so suspended. I'll move closer in, let this begin. But we will sure regret it. What is on your mind?
Sure, you'll
want to taste this honey.
B is back with Kate Trinada there in her track Honey.
That is hot. That's a hot,
my God, it's
song.
So good. I love Katie B though. She's I love her. I loved her from when she came out, but she's really smashing it right now. She's very, very big. So we're nearly at the end of the show.
I know.
Aww. It's been a good show today though.
Very, very good.
We've got a little, so we've had, what have we done today? We've had some amazing Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah, we have.
Desert Island Dicks.
Plus, we had Rob from Abandoned, which just made my life and all of my dreams come true. He did a rap about me, and it was and about the show, and about Nat, and about everything that was going on in this studio. It was hot.
He was bloody lovely, like off air as well. We were chatting.
I kept wanting to cuddle him.
So
it was
nice.
It got really awkward because I was like, I just want you to be my pal.
I know. I think
so
we're friends now.
Yeah.
But he's one of these people. It's very hard to do. Can make eye contact with you a lot without looking creepy because I can't do that.
And I think I actually think it's part of his thing to speak to you and because when he was freestyling, he almost needs to look into your eyes to read what you're going to do because I feel like he's riding the beat while you're making up what you're about to say.
Yeah.
And he needs to look into your eyes to tell if you're going to stutter or tell if you're going to... But it's a very good trait because it makes you feel very included when someone looks into your eyes.
I loved him.
So thanks, Rob, from Abandoned. Don't forget to check out their show, Rob and Sam's show, at Life and Rhymes in Brighton Fringe, 6th and 7th of May at The Republic.
Yeah.
Plus, he's doing it. He's coming to the Udderbelly and he's going to Ireland and he's going everywhere. So just check him out.
You're
he's amazing.
Going to Ibiza with him? I don't know.
Yeah, me and him are going to Ibiza. It's going to be sick. Plus, we talked about Lemonade. And in it, we didn't play this earlier, but we found the best clip in the whole world from the whole album is this one that we found. Because it just sums up everything. Good job, B.
It's that little.
I think it might be Blue Ivy.
It's Blue Ivy, isn't
yeah.
it? Oh, I want to hear it.
Just play it again.
Good job, B. Oh, God. That's,
so I'm going
nice.
To keep that
as
my, like, everything that happens that's good on this show is going to be.
Good job. H.
Yeah.
Can we just swap it for an H?
We can try. We can maybe call up Blue Ivy and see if she will.
I think her rates are quite cheap at the moment, actually, if you want to get her for voiceover work.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy, she's available.
Is she? She's got an agent.
Yeah, no, I don't think she has at the moment.
Oh my God, we should swoop in and be her agent.
She's getting her doing some voiceover for the show.
Yes, please. Get all the drops done by Blue Ivy.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Imagine.
Then I feel like what we could do is then go to Northwest and be like, look, Blue Ivy's doing this, but we kind of want that. And then get a rivalry thing going on.
Just to say, like, imagine being born that cool.
I know. I mean, I mean, what I meant is, I know.
I'm aware of that feeling. Honestly, I can't wait for her to grow up and to become even cooler than she already is, which I don't even believe is possible.
It's not possible. It's not possible.
We've had some last requests sent in.
Yeah.
I've just had a tweet from Trevor. Thank you, Trevor. Trevor Holohan on the tweets, who's tweeted in something pretty apt, I think, to end the show. The last song, Rihanna. That is very good.
Strong.
It's definitely in the contenders, Trevor. It's definitely in the contenders. We've also got a few other ones that I'm going to tell you now on the emails. We've had one come in from Kate, which was Pitbull Timber featuring Kesha. Yes, banger.
Do you like Pitbull? How do you feel about Pitbull?
I like Kesha.
Okay, fine. Well, everyone likes Kesha.
If that answers your question.
Okay, yeah.
Can I also tell you a bit of exclusive news?
Yes.
Kesha is dropping a single tomorrow.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's just say good job, Kesha. Then we just do that for other people.
Yes. Do it again.
It works. Good job, Kesha.
Cool. I like that. We're keeping that, by the way.
So
now,
really
that is the Harriet Rose Show's official drop.
I know, it has to be.
Blue Ivy. Thank you, Kate. We've had another one as well.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Simon has sent in. My last request this week is Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling. That was horrible. I'm so sorry that I just did that.
I feel like they were here in the studio just singing.
Yeah, that's...
So I didn't know where they came from.
I've got a very similar singing voice to Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
Are they getting back together?
I hope so, at all times.
Are you a big fan of the
By
Black
the way,
Heart
that was
food?
From Simon, that request.
Okay, good choice.
I'm a big fan of Black Eyed Peas. I went to see them when I was about 15. My brother's current, at the time, girlfriend, who had just broken up with, took me.
Yeah.
I think in a way, if she's listening, she probably is, because she's at home with his child, because they're now still together. They've broken up, and so she took me to make him jealous, took me to the Black Eyed Peas, and now they're together, married with a baby. So I like to think that's partly due to the fact that she took me to the Black Eyed Peas when I was 15.
Fergie, they don't do quite well, all of them. I say all of them, there were three of them, and only I know two of them. But
no, four.
Okay, I know there's Will.i.am and Fergie.
Yeah, there's four Black Eyed Peas.
And the other two are?
Good question.
Yeah.
Not sure of their names.
Good question and... Well, good and question.
Do you like the Black Eyed Peas?
Not really, no. I mean, there's like a couple of songs, but I don't know what to think about Will I Am.
I love Will I Am. Don't even talk. Don't say anything bad about Will I Am.
Fine. I love him. I love Will I Am.
I will have to sack you.
I mean, there's like a few songs I really, really like, and then there's some that really irritated me. Oh, but
like
overall, I'm not going to judge them too harshly.
I like them all.
But they've done. She did well, didn't she, Fergie? Fergalicious.
She's solo. Married to that really hot
Josh
actor,
Josh Duhamel. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know all the names of all the hot actors. You're such a creep.
And hot, and non-hot ones. I don't kind of see specific. I know.
That's
all of
not
them.
True. You know all the names of hot actors.
Give me an ugly actor. I'll tell you his name. Don't do that. That'd be
horrible. Well, how would I give you an ugly,
ugly actor? I'll go,
I would have to tell you his name.
There's two yet. There doesn't. There's a floor.
I can't charades this.
There's
now we're on the
floor.
Radio. So we've had a lovely show and we're really happy that you've joined us. Thank you for coming, and don't worry if we haven't played your Desert Island Dick and if we don't play your last request, because please come back next week and we will be doing the same thing. We're going to be doing more Desert Island Dicks. We've got some people coming in the studio. We're not going to tell you who they are yet,
because
we want to keep it as a surprise.
Yeah.
And we are going to be last requesting, so send us in your last request. We have, I must not lie, chosen a last request, but I'm not going to reveal it for a little bit.
No, it's a banger.
I think you're all going to be very, very chuffed with our choice.
Yeah.
But before we go...
Yes?
I was just making you nervous then.
No, I was
I like to do silent moments to make you nervous.
Yeah,
before we go, I wanted to make note of Ed Balls Day, which is today. Happy Ed Balls Day.
How have you celebrated it?
Just gone balls deep in all directions,
just
really.
Just go balls deep, I think.
Do you know what Ed Balls Day is about?
Yes.
Shall I explain it as well, even though you already know?
No, you please do explain it, yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know what Ed Balls Day is, last year, and I literally actually cried with laughter when I read about this again this morning. Last year, on this day, Ed Balls, the MP, just tweeted the words Ed Balls. So, obviously, one of his social media team had accidentally copied and pasted his own name in his tweet.
Easily done.
So, the world of Twitter, it actually is quite easy done. I've definitely done it I think we've all been there with a Facebook status when you've been searching someone and you accidentally put their name as your status because you're trying to Facebook stalk them. But this is a similar thing, but he was obviously Facebook stalking himself on Twitter.
Yeah.
And the Twitter world went mental and decided that it was Ed Balls Day. And just go on Twitter and have a look at hashtag Ed Balls Day, because it is some of the funniest things. I did let out a little tear
of joy
when reading the tweets. I mean, poor chap, I do feel bad for him, but it is his own fault, because he was googling himself on Twitter. So
people, I think, are doing it with affection to him, actually, but
they're
kind of like, it's really funny.
Oh, it is. And I think he probably will be taking it like in a funny way.
Probably enjoy it, because what other MPs have a day named after them for no particular reason? They just balls it up on Twitter.
Yeah. And also, you realise what you just did?
Oh,
then
I did, yeah, balls it up.
Oh, I did, yeah.
I did.
Done, Nat, for being funny again. This time you
didn't
even realise.
I didn't mean to.
So next week on the show, we're going to be doing some more Desert Island Dicks.
Yes, we are.
Desert Island Dicks.
I just want to like play the other one, which I can't find right now.
Well, what about playing Beyoncé?
Desert Island Dicks.
Yes.
Yeah, here we go.
We're going to be talking more about Beyoncé every day for the rest of our lives, so don't worry about hearing about that next week, because we'll be talking about it.
Oh, don't worry.
And playing different songs from the album.
Because
that is my album of the week this week. I want it to be...
Stretch over to next week.
Or maybe just album of the year, album of the decade, album of my life. It could be any of those. But then again, Konnichiwa is coming out next week, so that might change the game.
Yeah.
We should try and get Skepta in the studio.
That's very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
He does not do interviews, does he?
No.
He did one recently.
He doesn't really, no.
With the website, which the name escapes me right now. But he's very, very elusive and hard to speak to, like JME is as well.
But, Nat, can I just put a side note in?
Yeah.
JME once tweeted me. I'd just like to say that.
Oh, my God. He's hilarious.
Because I played him on my old radio show, not this one, sorry, and he tweeted me back and said, thank you so much.
Oh,
I'm not
him.
Even joking. He retweeted my tweet and then wrote thanks.
Oh, that's made
I
my
literally
life.
Fell over, and I even screenshotted it and put it on Facebook because I was so excited.
God, that's amazing.
Right, we're nearly about to go out with our last with our request, but before we do, just remember that in that section a minute ago, Rob from Abandoned Man made it real that I might meet Beyoncé, get Childish Gambino on this show, completely go grey. And also DJ and Ibiza. So we're going to keep on tabs on that.
Is it that cosmic ordering? Remember Noel Edmonds was into that? You put it out there into the universe.
Yeah,
it will happen.
This is what I'm into.
So
universe.
This is actually happening.
Yeah, this is going to happen.
Oh, I'd ask for something else now.
Yeah, you're going to Croatia, babe.
Shit, I realised I've just already been there as well.
Oh, for God's sake, Nat. Cool. That's you just thinking about things you've already done.
I was already thinking about still Childish Gambino. Like, it's in my head still. I was like, okay, great, 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 great.
Right, shall I reveal our finishing track? Today's last request on the show.
Do it.
Okay, so it's a very exciting one. It comes comes from Jody. Thank you for emailing in, Jody. Keep them coming at Foo Bar Radio. Yo, girls, my last request is Spice Girls Wannabe. You are a mega babe, Jody, and we have chosen your song to finish the show with last request. You have been locked into Harriet Rose on Foo Bar Radio. Lizzie Cundy is up next. See you soon.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, oh no.
You got G like MC, you liked it on a E.